诗篇九十篇第一到第二节
Psalm 90:1-2
主啊你世世代代做我们的居所诸山未曾分处地理世界你未曾造成从亘古到永远你是神
Lord you have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were born or you gave birth to the earthAnd the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
让我们一起来同心祷告。
Let's come together and pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning together.
主啊，求你赐给我们一个敬畏的心。
Lord, please give us a fearful heart.
安静我们的心。
Quiet our hearts.
虽然我们所面对目前的状况。
Although our current situation.
但是我们求主你赐给我们心中有平安。
Please give us peace in our hearts.
让我们不感到惧怕。
So we will no longer be fearful.
因为你是我们的王
Because you are our king
你是我们的主
You are our Lord
因此我们不感到惧怕
So we do not need to feel fearful
你是我们的避难所你是我们的安慰
You are our shelter and our comfort
主啊今天我们来到你面前敬拜你的时候
Lord we come together to worship you this morning
求主你赐给我们从上头而来的平安。
Please give us the peace from above.
我们把以下的时间恭敬交在你的手中，求主你来掌管。
Please lead our time that follows.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的题目是哈米基多顿大战。
Today's title is Armageddon or Harmageddon.
我们有两段经文我们要来看，首先是启示录第十六章第十二节到第十六节。
We have two Bible verses that we will come to read together.The first is Revelation 16:12-16.
启示录第十六章第十二节这里说第六位天使把碗倒在幼发拉底大河上，河水就干了，要给那从热处之地所来的众王预备道路。我又看见三个乌鹊的灵好像青蛙从龙口兽口一假先知的口出来，他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事出去到那普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。看啊，我来像贼一样，那警醒看守衣服免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的有福了。那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫哈米基多顿。
I read from 12 to 16.
Yes.
The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way would be prepared for the king from the east. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirit-like frogs, for they are spirits of demons, performing signs.Which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the war of the great day of God, the Almighty. Behold, I'm coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes, so that he will not walk about naked and man will not see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place which the Hebrew is called Harmageddon.
第二段经文是来自但以理书第十一章四十到四十五节。
The second verse comes from Daniel 11:40-45.
但以理书第十一章第四十节，到末了，南方王要与他交战，北方王必用战车、马兵和许多战船，是如暴风来攻击他，也必进入列国如洪水患难，又必进入那荣美之地，有许多国就被颠覆。但以东人、摩亚人和一大半亚门人必脱离他的手，他必伸手攻击列国，埃及必也不得脱离，他必把持埃及的金银财宝和各样的宝物，比利亚人和古士人都必跟从他，但从东方和北方必有消息扰乱他，他就大发烈怒出来，要将多人杀尽净尽，他必在海和永美的圣山中中间设立他如宫殿的帐幕，然而到了他的结局，必无人能帮助他。
Verse 40, at the end time of the king of the south will collide with him, and the king of the north will storm against him with chariots, with horsemen, and with many ships. And he will enter countries, overflow them, and pass through.He will also enter the beautiful land, and many countries will fall, but these will be rescued out of his hand, Edom, Moab, and the foremost of the sons of Ammon. And he will stretch out his hand against the other countries, and the land of Egypt will not escape. But he will gain control over the hidden treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt.And Libyans and Ethiopians will follow at his heels. But rumors from the east and the north will disturb him. And he will go forth with great wrath to destroy and annihilate many. He will pitch the tents of his royal pavilion between the seas and the beautiful holy mountain. And yet he will come to his end and no one will help him.
那当这个雷根成为美国第四十二任总统的时候
，When President Reagan became the 42nd President of the United States，
那他对这个中东复杂的局势感到非常的震惊。
He was astounded at the complicated situation in the Middle East.
那以色列一个小小的国家
，such a small country as Israel，
被无数的敌人包围着
，was surrounded by numerous enemies，
随时会被他们吞噬掉
，and they will be swallowed by them in no time。
1981年五月十五号
，May the 15th, 1981。
那雷根总统在他的日记里写了一个遗录。
President Reagan had written a few words in his diary.
那在这个遗录里面，他描写到他的感受。
It described his feeling in these few words.
他感受到黎巴嫩、叙利亚、沙地、阿拉伯和苏联和以色列所面对的问题。
He felt the problem that is facing Lebanon, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Soviet Union, and Israel.
那么在日记里他说，有时候我不晓得我们是否就要见证这个哈米基多顿大战。
in his diary, he wrote, sometimes I'm not sure whether we are going to witness the war of Armageddon.
那三个星期后，也就是当年的六月七号。
Three weeks later, June the 7th of that same year.
那以色列把伊拉克的核子反应炉炸毁了。
And Israel has destroyed a nuclear reactor in Iraq.
那天下午，雷根总统在他的日记做了一个记录。
That afternoon, President Reagan has written a few words in his diary.
得来的消息，以色列轰炸伊拉克的核子反应炉。
News received, Israel destroyed nuclear reactors of Iraq.
我相信哈米基多顿大战就要到来了。
I believe the war of Armageddon is coming.
有不少人知道哈米基多顿大战这个单词。
Quite a few people knew about the word of Armageddon War.
这个单词使人听到都感到害怕。
People was fearful when they heard the word.
为什么在这个20世纪和21世纪这个时代
Why in the 21st century?
美国的政治领袖经常在他们的演讲或者书写都引用这个单词。
Political leaders of the United States often quote this word in their writings and speech.
他们引用这个单词。
When they quote this word,
那可能是因为他们看到现代先进的武器而政治的这个局势。
It's probably because they saw the modern weapons and the modern political situation.
那世界目前的局势随时被失去控制。
The current situation of this world will lose control in no time.
带来一场有史以来从来没有见过的大战争。
Will bring forth a great war in all human history.
那美国曾经打过好多次仗。
American has fought quite a few wars.
那根据美国军事学备。
According to Army Military Institute.
美国曾经打过29次仗。
In history, America has fought 29 wars.
平均八年就打一次。
Almost every 8 years there's a war.
那这些仗包括大大小小的战争。
It includes all kinds of wars, big or small.
那在这些战争当中一共有131万的军人失去了他们的生命。
A total of 1.3 million soldiers lost their lives in these wars.
这些丧失的军人包括在独立战争死去的25,000人。
These lost lives of the soldiers, including 25,000 in the War of Independence.
美国内战死去的623,000人。
623,000 in Civil War.
第二次世界大战死去的40万军人。
400,000lives lost during the Second World War.
然后在这个越南战争死去的58,000人。
58,000 lost in Vietnam War.
然后在伊拉克和阿富汗死去的4,000人。
And 4,000 lost in Iraq and Afghanistan.
那圣经告诉我们将会有一次最后的战争。
The Bible told us there will be a final war in the world.
啊，这场战争被称为哈米基多顿大战争。
And this war is called the War of Armageddon.
啊，在人类历史里面曾经发生过不少的战争。
There's been a lot of wars happened in human history.
啊，这些战争如果以这个哈米基多顿战争来相比。
Well, compared to the War of Armageddon, these wars,
好像这个小巫见大巫一样。
These wars are like a small sorcerer met a great one.
啊，这个是人从来没有见过的战争。
This is a war that the human beings have never witnessed.
啊，神要借助这场战争来施行他的审判。
God will judge the world using this war.
啊，结束在地上的国度。
And the kingdoms on the earth.
啊，引进他所预备的永恒的国度。
And introduce the eternal kingdom of heaven that he prepared.
那到底这场大战争会在什么时候发生？
So when will this war happen?
那圣经有暗示，但是没有指定它的日期。
There are suggestions in the Bible, but there's no set date.
那圣经有暗示这场大战争将会在大灾难的后期发生。
The Bible suggested the war will happen during the latter half of the Great Tribulation.
那圣经说在大灾难要发生之前，教会将会被提到天上去。
The Bible says before the Great Tribulation comes, the church will be raptured.
那可是没有人知道教会到底什么时候会被提到天上。
But nobody knows when the church will be raptured.
啊，这里帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二节这么说。
First Thessalonians 5:2。
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。
For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
那圣经说主耶稣来的时候好像夜间的贼。
The Bible says when Jesus comes, he will be like a thief in night.
没有人知道贼什么时候会来，因为他不会告诉我们。
Nobody knows when will the thief come because they will not tell them.
那圣经没有指定什么时候大灾难会到来。
The Bible did not say when the tribulation will come.
啊，但是却有不少的征兆啊提醒我们。
But there are quite a few signs that will let us know.
啊，这个哈米基多顿大战将会临到我们。
The Armageddon war will come to us.
那有些圣经学者说，欧洲联盟将会有一位敌基督出来统治这个世界。
Some Bible scholar says there will be an Antichrist come from European Union.
那俄罗斯将会带领一些国家，特别是伊斯兰教的国家来攻打以色列。
Russia will lead quite a few countries, including Islamic countries, to attack Israel.
那这些事情的发生将会导致这个哈米基多顿大战争。
These things will result in the War of Armageddon.
在启示录12章第9节提到一条大龙。
In Revelation 12:9 says a great dragon.
12章第9节这里讲到大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，就又叫撒旦。是迷惑普天下的，他被甩在地上，他的使者也一同被甩下去。
And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
然后在启示录十二章第十三节又这么说。
And in Revelation 12:13 it says,
龙见自己被甩在地上，又逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child.
所以这两节经文说明在大灾难期间撒旦将会被甩在地上。
These two verses says that during the great tribulation, Satan will be thrown down on earth.
他将会逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
And he will pursue the woman who had given birth to the male child.
男孩子是指耶稣。
The boy, the male child refers to Jesus.
那生男孩子的妇人是指以色列。
And the woman who had given birth to the child refers to Israel.
因为男孩子或者耶稣是从以色列而来。
Because Jesus was born in Israel.
那马太福音第一章记载了耶稣的家谱。
The Matthew chapter 1 recorded Jesus's genealogy.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
The book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
雅各这个名字在旧约圣经里面，我们发现到后来被改成以色列。
In the Old Testament, Jacob was changed, the name was changed to Israel.
所以主耶稣是来自雅各的。
Because Jesus come from Jacob.
换句话说是来自以色列。
In other words, he came from Israel.
那上个主日我讲到这个哥格跟马格的战争。
Last Sunday I talked about the war of Gog and Magog.
那哥格将会带领不同的国家来的军队来攻打以色列。
God will lead a few armies from different countries to attack Israel.
那首先撒旦将会借助哥格跟马格的战争来迫害以色列。
So Satan will use the war of Gog and Magog to destroy Israel.
那他借助这个俄罗斯所带领的军队来抢窃以色列的财富。
He will use the Russian to come and get the treasures from Israel.
可是神借助地震、天灾和这个瘟疫来阻止他们。
But God will stop them by sending fires, earthquake, and disease.
那虽然撒旦没有达到他的目的。
Although Satan has not achieved its goal,
他没有放弃。
It did not give up.
当这个哥格和马格的战争结束之后，
when the war of Gog and Magog ends,
也就是在大灾难的中期，
in the middle of the Great Tribulation,
那撒旦显出他最终的目的。
Satan will reveal its A final purpose.
根据这个启示录十六章第十三到第十四节的记载。
According to Revelation 16:13-14,
我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，从龙口、兽口、一假先知的口中出来。他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天下众王那里。叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet three unclean spirits like frogs. for they are demonic spirits performing signs who go abroad to the kings of the world to assemble them for battle on the great day of God the Almighty.
所以这场大战争将会有三个主角。
So the war will have three, main characters.
一个就是龙，龙是指撒旦本身。
One is dragon, the dragon refers to Satan itself.
然后兽，兽是指敌基督。
And will be the beast, referring to the Antichrist.
然后第三就是这个假先知。
And then will be the false prophet.
那么从这段经文里面我们看到有三个污秽的灵从这个撒旦、敌基督和假先知的口出来。
In this verse, we saw three unclean spirits come out of Satan's mouth.
他们将会施行歧视出来征战。
They will perform signs and will, fight wars.
这三个邪恶的肢体他们会组成一体来迫害以色列。
These three evil spirits will come together to attack on Israel.
当这些事情发生的时候圣经告诉我们教会已经被提到天上去。
The Bible told us the church was raptured before these things happened.
同时我们也知道圣灵已经离开了。
And we know that the Holy Spirit has left.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第七到第八节这么说。
Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2:7-8.
因为那不法的淫欲已经发动只是现在有一个拦阻的等到那拦阻的被除去那时不法的人必显露出来。
For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he's out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed.
那拦阻的是指这个指圣灵。
The one who restrains it is the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵离开之后这个不法的人就是指敌基督就会显露出来。
When the Holy Spirit left, the lawless, which is the Antichrist, will be revealed.
所以教会被提圣灵离开将会使到地上的罪恶恶化到一个极点。
The rapture of the church and the Holy Spirit's left will departure will result in evil, great evil in this world.
所以敌基督将会显露他这个不法的手段。
An antichrist will reveal its lawlessness.
而在撒旦的影响之下敌基督尝试来统治整个世界。
So, under the influence of Satan, the Antichrist will try to rule the world.
使到世界上一些国家起来与他对抗。
Which resulted in resistance from the countries in the world.
也导致这个启示录16章所说的这个哈米基多顿大战。
This will result in the war of Armageddon in the Bible.
敌基督尝试统治整个世界的意愿不能够实现。
The purpose of the Antichrist to rule the world will not be accomplished.
因为有些国家不满他的领导。
Because a few countries is not happy with its rule.
因此与它对抗。
Therefore, they will fight against it.
那根据但以理书11章第40节所说的预言。
According to Daniel 11:40,
将会有军队从南方和北方与它交战。
At the time of the end, the king of south will attack him.
那这节新闻说到末日，南方王与他交战，北方王利用战车、马兵以许多战船，势如暴风来攻击他，也必进入列国，容洪水患难。
At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, but the king of the north shall rush upon him like a whirlwind, with chariots and horsemen, with many ships, and he shall come into countries and shall overflow and pass through.
那根据这个大纳神学院前任院长 Dr. John Warhol 所说，
According to Dr. John Warhol, the Dallas Theological Seminary, who was the former president.
他说南方的军队是来自非洲一些的国家，包括埃及。
The army of the South King includes African countries, including Egypt.
那这些军队将会从南边前来进攻中东。
This army will come from the south to attack him.
那同时他也说北方的军队包括俄罗斯将会从北边前来进攻。
The army of the north, including Russia, will come upon Middle East.
那除了有军队从南方和北方前来与敌基督对抗，
In addition to the armies from the south and north, to fight against Antichrist.
那先知但以理也预言说将会有军队从东方而来。
Included in Prophet Daniel, there will be army from the east.
在但以理书第十一章第四十四节说。
In Daniel 11:44.
但从东方和北方必有消息，扰乱他，他就大发烈怒出去，要将多人杀灭，尽。
But news from the east and the north shall alarm him, and he shall go out with great fury to destroy and devote many to destruction.
那除了先知但以理预言说有军队从东方而来。
In addition to what Prophet Daniel had said, the army will come from the east.
在启示录16章12节也提到类似的预言。
In Revelation 16:12 also referred to a similar prophecy.
第六位天使把网倒在幼发拉底大河上，河水就干了，要给那从热处之地所来的众王预备道路。
The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east.
所以从热处之地是指是从东方而来的。
From the east or from where the sun rises, it refers to the east.
那这节经文也说明发拉底河将它的河水将会干掉。
And this will also this also refers to the water was dried up in the Great Euphrates.
那直到东方而来的王能够前来进攻这个敌基督。
So the king from the east will be able to come through to attack Antichrist.
这不是神第一次使河水干掉。
This is not the first time God dries up the river.
他曾经使到这个洪水这个洪海分开。
He was once divided the Red Sea.
使到以色列人能够逃离埃及的追兵。
So that the Israelites will was able to flee from the Egyptian army.
那神也曾经使这个约旦河的河水停止流动。
God also once had stopped flowing of the Jordan River.
那形成一个干地使到以色列人能够进入这个迦南地。
So it was dried up, therefore the Israelites were able to enter the land of Canaan.
但以理的预言说，当这个敌基督得到这个消息之后，
In Daniel's prophet says when the Antichrist received the message,
说有东方的军队来进攻时，他心里就感到扰乱。
When it says about the rumors of the army of the east is coming to attack, it will be.
因为他不仅要应付从北方和南方来的军队。
Not only it will fight against the army from south and north.
他也必须要面对这个从东方而来的军队。
He also need to fight against the army from the east.
所以幼发拉底河的河水干掉。
So when the water dried up in the great river Euphrates,
使到东方的军队很轻易的前来攻打这个敌基督。
Therefore, the army from the east was able to come without difficulty to fight against Antichrist.
那从东方而来的军队是一个很大的一个军队。
The army from the east was a great army.
在启示录第九章第十六节这么说。
In Revelation 9:16 it says,
他说马军有二万万，他们的数目我听见了。
The number of mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard the number.
这个是一个很庞大的一个军队。
This is a huge number.
那除了印度，东方人口最多的国家就是中国。
Except for India, the other country in the East has such a large population is China.
中国目前的人口有14亿。
China has a population 1.4 billion.
所以很可能这些军队是从中国而来，但是我们不知道。
It's very likely the army will come from China, but we're not know for sure.
二万万是否是一个真实的数目？
200 million, whether it's a real number or not.
那根据美国军事学院的 Dr. Larry Warsell,
according to Military Institute of America, Dr. Warsell,
yeah, 也是一位研究中国军事的一个权威。
He's also an expert in research of the military force in China.
他说280万的活跃军队是全世界最大的军队。
2.5 million army is the largest army in the world.
除了这些活跃的军队，中国还有100万的后备队。
In addition to this active military, there is also a reserve military.
而1500万的民兵。
And 15 million militia.
这个是2008年的统计。
And this is the statistics from 2008.
所以以中国这个14亿多的人口。
So, any population as China with 1.4 billion.
那中国随时可以应征二万万的人来组成一个很庞大的一个军队。
It's not a difficult task for China to recruit the 200 million.
所以对中国来说，这么大的军队不是一个问题。
And this is not a problem for China.
随时可以派上用场。
They can be ready at any time.
所以当这个从东方而来这个很庞大的军队前来攻打这个敌基督的时候，
When this army from the east is on their way to attack Antichrist,
将会引起一场有史以来从来没有见过的大战争。
And this will result in a great war that has never been seen in human history.
那圣经说这场战争将会有人在操控，其实是有鬼在操控。
And this also, Bible also says this war will be controlled by someone, which is, Satan.
这个启示录16章第14节说。
And in Revelation 16:14.
他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行奇事，出去到普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
For they are demonic spirits performing signs who go abroad to the kings of the whole world to assemble them for battle on the great day of God the Almighty.
然后在启示录16章第16节这么说。
And in Revelation 16:16.
那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一起，希伯来话叫做哈米基多顿。
And they assembled them at the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon.
哈米基多顿其实不是一场战争的名称。
Armageddon, excuse me, is not a war or the name of the war.
而是一个地方的名称。
The name of a place.
这个名称在圣经里面只出现了一次。
This name...only happened once in Bible.
也就是在这节经文启示录16章16节。
And it is here in Revelation 16:16.
所以在希伯来文 Harmageddon, next slide.
Hebrew is also called Harmageddon.
下一章Harmageddon 是指猫或者是这个梅西多山的意思。
Armageddon also means the mountain of Megiddo.
所以我们看到这个希伯来文 Ha 是山。
Ha is mountain.
然后梅基多是指惨杀的意思。
Megiddo means slaughter.
所以 Armageddon 它翻译成惨杀的山。
Armageddon refers to the mountain of slaughter.
Next slide. 所以我们看这个梅基多这个山是位于以色列的北部。
And this Mount Megiddo is in the north of Israel.
所以我们看到耶路撒冷在这里。
And Jerusalem is in the middle.
然后我们看到这个死海在这边。
Dead Sea is in south.
我们也知道这个加利利海是在这边。
Sea of Galilee is in the north.
所以这个梅基多就是在这边。
Megiddo is here.
所以我们看到这个哈米基多顿大战将会集中在这个地方。
So we know the war of Armageddon will take place around here.
所以我们看到哈米基多顿这个单词在圣经只出现了一次。
So the word Armageddon only happened once in Bible.
所以梅基多在这个圣经有它的历史。
Megiddo had been mentioned multiple times in the Old Testament.
我们知道这个底波拉和巴拉在这个地方被迦南打败这个迦南人。
We know Deborah and Bala has defeated the Canaanites.
然后我们看到基甸在这个地方把这个米甸人打败。
The Gideon has defeated the people of Midianites in this
battle. 然后我们看到扫罗王在这个地方被非利士人杀害。
And we also know that Saul was killed by the Philistines here.
也是这个耶西亚王被埃及人杀害的一个地方。
It's also the place where King Josiah was killed by the Egyptians.
所以根据这个圣经的历史，这个地方曾经发生过大约200多次的战争。
According to the Old Testament, about 200 big or small battles have took place in this place.
所以过去的人类历史发生了不少的战争。
there has been a lot of wars in the past in human history.
所以这些战争如果跟这个哈米基多顿大战争来相比的话，
when they were compared with the war of Armageddon,
那只不过是小巫见大巫一样。
It's like a small sorcerer who met a great one.
啊，这场战争将会导致世界的末日。
And this will result in the end time.
啊，完成了神对这个罪恶世界的审判。
Accomplish the God, the judgment of God.
所以我们看到军队将会从南方和北方和东方来攻打这个敌基督。
And the army from south, north, and east will come to attack Antichrist.
他们要把这位尝试要统治整个世界的人把他除去。
And they will try to get rid of the Antichrist who is trying to rule the world.
那因着从东方而来这个庞大的军队被使到三分之一的人，三分之一的军队被杀害。
Because of the army from the east, this will result in one third of the army being killed.
我们会从这个启示录十四章二十节那边看到那个情况。
And we will be able to tell from Revelation 14:20.
那酒渣端在城外，就有血从酒渣里流出来，高到马的脚解环，远有六百里。
And the wine press was trodden outside the city, and the blood came out from the wine press up to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles.
所以这么多的血说明很多的人被杀害。
This huge amount of blood means a lot of people were killed.
所以当这些军队互相残杀的时候，
When these armies are killing one another,
那突然间神的荣耀从天上显现。
All of a sudden, the glory of God will be revealed from heaven.
我们在这个启示录十九章十一节说。
And then in Revelation 19:11,
我观看天，见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚实。诚信真实，他审判征战都按作公义。
Then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
所以在那个时候，主耶稣将会从天降临。
And then Lord Jesus will come from heaven.
带着这个天军来到地上与这些军队征战。
I will send the army from heaven to the earth and fight.
那么在那个时候，这些军队已经不再互相残杀。
At that time, all the armies will no longer kill each other.
那么他们联合在一起，与这个骑着白马，也就是主耶稣和他的天兵征战。
And they will all come together.To fight against the white horse and the army of heaven.
在启示录十九章十九节这么说。
In Revelation 19:19,
我看见那兽和他地上的君王与他们的众军都聚集，要以骑白马的与他的军兵征战。
And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies gathered.To make war against him who was sitting on the horse and against its army.
那么在十九章十四节到十五节又说。
And in Revelation 14-15,
在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他，有利剑从他的口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖责管他们，必要锐权全能神列入的酒渣。
And the armies of heaven arrayed in fine linen white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty.
然后这些军队都被击杀。
The whole army will be attacked.
敌基督跟假先知将会被扔在这个永恒的火湖里面。
Antichrist and the false prophets will be thrown in lake of fire.
主耶稣的再来结束了外邦人的政权。
The return of Christ ended the rules of foreign nations.
啊，这个政权从公元前606年就已经开始。
This foreign administration had been in place from 600 BC.
也就是尼布加尼撒王做王的时候。
When the king Nebuchadnezzar was king.
那根据但以理为尼布加尼撒王所解的梦。
According to the dream Daniel interpreted for King Nebuchadnezzar.
那他说王就是尼布加尼撒王所看见的大象。
The great statue King Nebuchadnezzar has dreamt.
象的头是指这个金睛。
The head refers to a fine gold.
啊，我们知道这个头金睛是指这个巴比伦王国。
The head which is fine gold refers to kingdom of Babylon.
然后这个胸膛和膀臂是银做的。
And the chest and arms were made of silver.
啊，这个是指这个波斯王国。
Refers to kingdom of Medes and Persians.
然后这个肚腹和腰是铜做的。
And belly and thighs were made of bronze.
然后是这个是指这个希腊王国。
And refers to a kingdom of ancient Greece.
然后他的腿是铁做的。
Legs were made of iron.
啊，这个铁做的是指这个古罗马帝国。
And refers to the kingdom of ancient Rome.
然后我们看到他脚是半铁半泥的。
And the feet were made of half iron, half clay.
我们也知道这个是指复兴的罗马王国。
And this refers to the kingdom of restored Rome.
所以但以理又说有一块非人手凿出来的石头从旁边飞过来打在这个半泥半铁半泥的脚上。
And it also says, crushing rock, which is not made by human hands, will come and slash this iron.
然后把他的脚打碎，使到整个大象倒下来。
And it will damage its feet, which was made of half iron, half clay, and the whole statue will fall.
所以我们看到这个预言说，从旁边飞过来的石头。
And this rock from somewhere.
啊，把这个大象打倒。
Will destroy the huge statue.
啊，象征神要把这个地上的政权除去。
And this symbols the end of a rule of the earthly kingdoms.
啊，带来一个永恒的国度。
This will bring forth God's kingdom of heaven.
那就如但以理书第二章第44节、45节所说。
And Daniel 2:44-45.
当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切的国。这国必存到永远。你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎金银铜铁泥。
And in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end. And it shall stand forever, just as you saw that stone was cut from a mountain by no human hand, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, and clay, and silver, and the gold.
有一天将会有一场从来没有见过的大战争。
Someday there will be a war that is that it was not seen before.
那神要借助这场战争来施行他的审判。
And God will judge the world with this war.
结束人在地上的政权。
And the foreign nations.
魔鬼撒旦、敌基督、假先知和那些不幸的人将会被扔在这个火湖里面。
Satan, Antichrist, false prophet, and those who are non-believers will be thrown into lake of fire.
那么在那里承受永远的痛苦。
And will suffer eternal suffering.
神将会带来一个新天新地，一个永恒的国度。
God will bring forth a new heaven and new earth and eternal kingdom.
这个是跟随耶稣、相近耶稣的人的一个盼望。
This is the hope the followers of Christ are looking forward to.
让我们 持守这个圣经给我们的一个应许。
Let's hold on to the promise the Bible has given us.
让我们同心一起来祷告。Let's
pray.
全能的天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。Heavenly
Father, we thank you. Give us this day your word.
求主让我们明白圣经所说的预言。Please
let us know the meaning of the prophets, prophecies in the Bible.
也让我们了解过去所发生的事情。And
we understand the history better.
主啊，求你帮助我们。Please
help us, Lord.
在这个时代, 当我们等待你再来的时候,
In this time where we're waiting for your return,
让我们心中充满了这个盼望。
We'll be filled with hope.
因为我们知道圣经所说的是真实的。We
know the Bible, it is true in the Bible.
在将来将会发生。And
it will happen in the future.
求主你帮助我们。God,
please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。And
we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.